Good morning.
Good morning.
I give my love to each and every one of you this morning. Let's bow our heads. Dear Father, thank you for this privilege of being here with the saints of God.
Thank you.
Thank you for your love and your mercies and your kindness. Lord, we depend on you. Ask you to anoint your word.
Yes.
Have your way. Everything that's said and done, may it be what you want. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I was thinking about this thought of dwelling in the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
And actually, it's a part of my life scripture. We find it in Psalms 27:4, which says, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple." That's what it says. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. And so when I share my heart, I share this scripture. Because that's my heart.
Amen.
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. This is my one thing. And I don't know why, but it seems that lately the Lord has told me, when I was in Honduras, he told me, share my heart. And that's what I'm doing today. So, who am I? Why am I here? What do I want in life? To dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
Amen.
To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. You see, there's a lot in the house of the Lord. There's beauty in the house of the Lord. There's comfort in the house of the Lord. There's pleasantness in the house of the Lord. I love beauty. I love pleasantness. You know, I kind of a person would like to run away from unpleasant things. I don't, when you get to arguing and negative things, I don't want to be around it. But you know, in the house of the Lord, there's peace. There's tranquility. There's love there. There's patience. All the good things that we can have in life is in the house of the Lord. Some of us love flowers. I love them. All kinds of flowers, roses in particular. But I like things that shows beauty. I enjoy, I don't enjoy fall. I don't enjoy winter. I just enjoy spring and summer, where the trees are green. But God made it, and even in fall, there are some beauty there. But I like everything in its beauty. There's the trees, there are the birds that sing. I love to hear the birds singing. And all of these things, and you know, God gave us all of this beauty.
Yes, he did.
He gave it to us to enjoy.
Yes.
He is a part of who God is.
Yes.
He is a wonderful Savior.
Amen.
He's of love and gentleness and kindness and meekness and beauty. All of these positive things.
Yes.
You know, some people, October the 31st, they like to put out all this ugliness, death and dying. Things is bleeding and all of this. But that's not God. That's not God. It's not of God. Because God loves life.
Yes.
He loves peace and joy.
Amen.
He gave us this. He loves us. So much so that he wants us to have the best in life.
That's right.
Yeah, that's good.
Sometimes people feel like the best in life is a new home, a new car, and all of this, but they miss the true values in life.
True.
Love and peace and joy. These things are God things.
Amen.
And they're all in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
I want to be able to live there the balance of my life. When they roll me here in the casket, I want, you know, I don't know whether you have a smile on your face or not. I kind of wish that. I guess people would be scared if I laying up there with a smile on my face. But I want the pleasantness of God to rest on my countenance, whether live or die.
Amen.
Amen.
We get all this in the house of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Psalms 23 and verse 6.
Yeah.
He says, and we're going to read more of it later. He says, what? I shall dwell in the house.
Mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Isn't that wonderful? Now, what is the house of the Lord? Is it the building? You mean to tell me that I am expected to sit in the building of chapel all day, all night? The house of the Lord is the presence of God.
Yeah.
It's the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
We can have a relationship where God's presence is surrounding us at all times.
Amen.
We don't have to be limited to Sunday morning.
That's right.
Some people enjoy maybe going to church and worshiping God on Sunday morning, then they go out and they cursing and fighting and all of these things. Something don't go right with them, they use bad words. No, they missed it. The house of the Lord is something that we can have with us wherever we go.
Yeah,
we can have it when everything's going good.
That's right.
And we can have it when times are dark.
Right. Yes.
I remember just maybe it was a week or so, a few days ago, I had something on my mind, and it was like coming against me.
Mm-hmm.
And I put my foot down. And I said, no,
right.
I'm not letting this overtake me. It was a problem,
right.
True enough, but I didn't have to let it overtake me. I want to have my joy.
Yes.
Do you know that's why I don't like holding things about people? If somebody hurt me or do something, I like to get rid of it as fast as I can.
Yes.
Because I like my peace.
Yes.
I like that freedom.
Amen.
When you upset over somebody hurt you and feel, you get down under.
True, yes.
And you can't have that joy and that that song that they sing in Honduras, I'm bubbling. Mm-hmm. I like to bubble all the time.
Yeah.
Yes. Even in the hard times, we can bubble because of Christ and of God's presence.
Amen.
In the Lord. that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. That's my aim, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Let's go to Psalms 32 and 8. Do you know something? There is lots of things in the house of the Lord. We want to talk about some of those things that we can gain. But it's not just the building. It's God's presence. We can walk alone. Maybe we're at work. We can be in the house of the Lord at work. Did you know that? We can actually have his presence around us while we're working. Maybe things might not be going so good, but we can be communicating with the Lord and he can be pouring out his blessings upon us right there in the midst of the problem. Mm-hmm. Somebody read that for me.
I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Amen.
Did you see what he said? Mm-hmm. I will instruct thee and teach thee. In the house of the Lord, we get instruction.
Yeah.
He teaches us the way that he would have us to go. Amen. Oh, how wonderful and how precious it is, you know, to follow the Lord.
Yes.
And do what he says do. And you know something? We can strive to stay in that place.
Amen.
Where God's presence is.
Yes.
How do we do that? That word dwell means to stay somewhere.
Right. Right.
You know, you can go visit someone. You're not dwelling there.
Right.
But when you live at that place, you dwell in there.
Amen.
I want to live at that place.
Amen.
I'm getting personal here. I want to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
Amen.
Not just visit.
Yes.
Come to service. You can. Some people come and visit.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not good enough for me. I told you, I'm getting personal.
Yes.
I'm sharing my heart. I want to dwell in that place at all times.
Amen.
Whether anybody's around me. I'll tell you what happened to me when I was young and I was in, I think it was sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
My mother used to make me wear cotton stockings. That's right. And the kids at school said, Doris, why don't you roll those down, wear them like socks, and then when you get ready to go home, you can pull them back up. Did you think I did it? No, I didn't. I want to do, my mother wasn't around me, but I knew what she wanted. I didn't want to do any different. Dwelling in the house of the Lord means not just staying there when somebody's around and telling you, you know, looking on you and you think you got to act certain ways.
Yes, true.
It means dwell when no one's around there. Because I want God around me.
Yeah.
I want his divine presence.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. And he won't be there if we don't live right.
Help, Lord.
And that's why we got to fight against the enemy. We got to strive to stay in the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Let's go to Psalms 15 and 1. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? Listen to that. Who's going to do that? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart.
Yes.
Think about that. Who are we? Who is dwelling in the house of the Lord? You know, it doesn't matter what people think of us.
Right.
We're not going to dwell there if we're not going to live right. We have to live right to dwell in the house of the Lord.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, I'm thankful for how God deals with that heart. Maybe we might make a mistake. We can fix it.
Yes.
Because we want to dwell in the house of the Lord.
Yeah. Right.
It says, he that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. Do you know? Some people are allowing other people to make them have a reproach against their neighbor.
Right. Yeah.
You know, we don't need to follow people's ideas and problems. If they have a problem with Sister So-and-so, that's their problem with Sister So-and-so. We don't need to take up a reproach against our neighbor because of somebody else's feelings.
Right.
It says, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honors them that fears the Lord.
Yes.
He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. How important our words are. We shouldn't just say, I'm going to do such and such, and then forget about doing it.
Right.
You might forget because you're human. But then if you forget, you need to do something about it. You know what? I'm sorry. I forgot.
Right.
Please forgive me. I intended to do such and such. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh up, take his reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved.
Yes.
So you see how that we can dwell in the house of the Lord, but we have to work at it.
Yes.
I want to go back to talking about the house of the Lord itself. The house of the Lord is a secret place. Let's go to Psalms 91. It's secret. It's secret to the enemy. The enemy doesn't know that place. You remember, if you remember Job, the devil told the Lord, if you, when you have a hedge around him, so you just take everything from around him, and, you know, he'll curse you to your face. One of those scriptures he said. Well, he says in your hand, just don't, spare his life. He's in your hand, don't touch him. So he took all, and he did. Isn't that a military tactic? One thing right after another? What do they call it? Something like shock thing, where the devil was doing one thing.
Right.
Then, and right soon as he finished one, another, to tear you down, to tear your morale down.
Right.
That's what he was doing to Job, trying to tear his morale down, trying to make him curse God to his face.
Yes.
But did he do it?
No.
There's a scripture that says, there is a path which no fowl knoweth, and the vulture's eye cannot see.
Mm-hmm.
If we dwell in the house of the Lord, the devil doesn't really know that place.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And God, we are protected in that
place.
Let's go to 9:1. Somebody read that for me. And one.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Okay, we can stop right there if we don't read any more. It's a secret place.
Yes.
We're abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. The devil might think he's got your number.
Right.
But he doesn't. If you stay in the house of the Lord, you're protected there. And this scripture goes on and on. It's so much in this scripture. It says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust.
Yes.
Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome some pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Oh, what a privilege it is to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. A thousand shall fall by thy side. What a place to be in. And 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. So what a blessed hope we have.
Yes.
If we would just dwell in the house of the Lord and dwell in his presence, there he will protect us and he will help us. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation.
Yes.
What is a habitation? It's a place to dwell. It's
yes.
a place to stay.
Yes.
There shall no evil shall befall thee, neither
Amen.
Shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels over, no matter what happens.
Yes.
At our very worst, he's going to still give his angels charge over us to protect us and to help us, to keep us from falling, to keep us from the enemy's snare, to keep us from his discouraging elements, to keep us from going under.
Yeah.
He said, let's rejoice in the Lord.
Amen.
Let's recognize what a blessing we have around us. And let's not allow the enemy to make our heads droop down.
Yes.
Because we need to lift it up, not in pride, but in hope and in trust in our Almighty God. For he shall, they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou should tread upon the lion and the adder. Do you remember Paul when he was bit by that snake?
Yeah.
He had confidence. No doubt some of these scriptures came to him. He had confidence in God's protection.
Yeah.
And the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample on the feet.
Yeah.
Because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. Do you know this love in the house of the Lord? If we love God, he's going to be there for us. He's going to take care of us. He's going to help us. All we have to do is trust and please him. Do what he calls us to do. He shall call upon me and I will answer him.
Yes.
What a privilege.
Amen.
I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Do you know what's in the house of the Lord? He will protect us. He will be there with us in trouble. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Salvation is in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
What a privilege. So we want to be encouraged to live, to please God, to obey him, to walk in his ways, and he will be around us. He is around us. Now I want us to look at one scripture that was really dear to me in Genesis 28, verses 10 through 17. I want someone to read this. This was Jacob. Jacob was running from his brother Esau, and he was afraid. No doubt he felt that his life was in danger because Esau was out to get him. And here he laid down Somebody get that and read it.
And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Haran.
He went.
And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillow and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it.
Yes.
And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
Yeah.
And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awake out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not.
Mm-hmm.
And he was afraid, and said, how dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven.
Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
He was running away from, it looked like his life was about to end. But God gave him a promise that he was going to be with him, and he was going to not only be with him, but his seed was going to go and as the sands of the sea, and I will be with you. And he woke up, and then he realized, I'm in the house of God.
Yes.
This is the presence of God.
Amen.
What a blessed place to be in. So I know this is a short little message, but I hope you all will get a hold of the fact that we can live in a place that we will have the presence of God. Now we need to be humble. There are some things we need to do. We need to live holy. We're not going to get this by living a shabby life.
That's right.
We have to be humble and whole and holy and true and do the right thing and mainly obey God. Mainly obey God. Sometimes the enemy will minimize the importance of obeying God. You know, sometimes the Lord will tell you to do something and the devil will show you human wisdom.
Oh.
It looks like human wisdom to do it this way. But that's a trap.
Right.
We need to resist that.
Yeah.
We don't need to give in to human wisdom.
Amen.
We need to give in to God. If he says do it, he meant it. And if we do it God's way, we're going to have God's presence around us.
Amen.
And he will help us in every time of need.
Pray
for me that I'll be faithful.
Yes, Lord. Amen.